Ag lawmakers already know that they have a tough road ahead of them to try and pass a farm bill in 2018, but some key Democrats are expressing concern about the possibility of splitting the bill into separate farm and nutrition titles. Speaking to members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, Colin Peterson, a Minnesota Democrat and the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, says a split farm bill would be the death of the legislation.
Well, if you can do it, but if you want to make sure there's not a farm bill, that will guarantee it, in my opinion. If they split it, it's done. People in my caucus, by and large, have no interest in supporting a farm bill if it doesn't have nutrition in it. And in their caucus, they've got, I don't know, 50, 70 people that don't think the government should be in agriculture. So how do you pass a bill? You know, there's maybe 10 people like me on the Democratic side that'll support it, but we don't offset the 70 over there that won't. And what they would support, I can't live with.
Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow is the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and she says the producers are benefiting from the nutrition spending.
The nutrition programs have supported our farmers. Our farmers have gotten support because more people can afford to go to the grocery store and be able to buy food. And so I think there is a natural connection, and I think it's necessary to keep it or we're going to have a very hard time.
Peterson says House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway has floated the idea to him.
Conaway said to me, well, we got to find out some other way to get the urban people to vote for a farm bill that doesn't include nutrition. I said, well, what would that be? Well, he didn't know, but he was going to try to figure it out. I said, well, good luck.
However, Conaway was noncommittal on the issue on Wednesday, saying he simply wants to see support for both farm and food programs.
Yeah, I don't know what the backdrop's going to look like, but we'll have that conversation. I'm not prepared to take a position one way or the other. All I want to do is get both of them reauthorized, and if it's easiest to get them reauthorized together, as has been the practice over the decades, then fine. If not, then we're working forward. But I'm committed to get both programs reauthorized before they expire, quite frankly. We cut the drama out, and there's not a lot of drama with SNAP because it just moves forward whether it's authorized or not. But if we can eliminate some of the drama that we've experienced over the last several farm bills, would be great.
In 2013, the House passed a split farm bill, but the provisions were combined after conferencing with the Senate. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.